I want to present something in front of you at the moment. Now today, for example, if you've done a crime, you go to the police station. The police officer is standing in front of you. You tell him that I've did this crime in my life. I've did so and so crime. What is the police officer going to do next? Now, because you've done the crime, he's going to arrest you. That because you've admitted to do that crime, you're going to have to arrest you, you're going to have to interview you, you're going to have to charge you. Then, my dear respected Islam brothers, you're sitting in court. Now, you have a lot of remorse in your heart for the crime that you have committed. Is the judge going to show you any mercy? No, he isn't. Why? Because you've done the crime, he'll have to punish you. They will have to punish you, my dear respected Islam brothers. Now, this judge, he has presented the sentence that you will have to serve. Now you can cry in front of him as much as you want. You can show as much remorse as you want. But is he going to show any mercy? No, he isn't. Why? Because you've done the crime, you'll have to do the time now. But my dear respected Islamic brothers, this is this world. Let me tell you about the mercy of Allah. Let me tell you about the blessings of Allah. Let me tell you about the rahmah of Allah Azza wa Jal. Now my dear respected Islamic brothers, in Allah Azza wa Jal's court, you admit your sin. You have remorse in your heart. And you promise Allah Azza wa Jal never to do that sin again. Allah Azza wa Jal will forgive your sin, inshallah Azza wa Jal. Look at the difference. In this world, you admit your sin, you admit your crime, you have so much remorse in your heart, and you promise the judge, you cry in front of the judge, please don't punish me. They won't show any mercy to you. But my dear Islamic brothers, you admit your sin in the court of Allah. You feel, you have remorse in your heart. And my dear Islamic brothers, you promise Allah never to perform that crime again, never to perform that sin again, and Allah Azza wa Jalla will forgive your sins. So what stops us from repenting? Why do we not repent in the court of Allah? How come we have stopped repenting in the court of Allah? So my dear respected Islamic brothers, ask Allah Azza wa Jalla for forgiveness. Inshallah, Allah will forgive you, inshallah Azza wa Jalla. It's mentioned in a narration that the one who repents is like he hasn't performed that sin. Subhanallah, this is the blessing of Allah. This is the mercy of Allah, my dear Islamic brothers. So make one intention today that every day, inshallah, we are going to repent in the court of Allah. And as humans, if we do commit a sin, then we will immediately repent in the court of Allah. Why? Because Allah is the most forgiving, inshallah. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.